Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, I'm going to talk about prospecting for new business and some of the many ways we do that here at Grunder Landscaping. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, or you can even watch us on YouTube. For an enhanced learning experience, The Grow Show is the greatest thing since OneNote. Yes, folks, that's right, OneNote, the Microsoft product, has boosted my productivity to another level. I use it to take notes and stay on top of things like crazy. I no longer carry a pen or a note card with me. I just use my phone, my iPad, my laptop, my desktop, whatever I want. I use it for client meetings. I use it to journal. I use it to create to-do lists. Sometime I'll do an episode just on my use of the OneNote, but if you aren't using it and still taking notes on paper or carrying a journal, this is truly a better way to do things. Welcome to 2024, folks. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. Prospecting for new business. Where do you find new business when you need it? Finding new clients is key, the key to a company's growth, but it can be challenging for salespeople. This isn't something they teach in school. It's been well documented, folks, that 2024 marks the 40th year of business for Grunder Landscaping Company. What started out as a neighborhood mowing business has blossomed into one of the most successful landscaping companies in the Midwest. And while much has changed here in the last 40 years, something that hasn't changed that much is prospecting. Oh, sure, there's tools that help us prospect like LinkedIn, Salesforce, HubSpot, Aspire, Constant Contact, LMN, cell phones, texting, the web, and so on and so forth. But there's still a lot of that that is the same. And prospecting to me, folks, is still about meeting two kinds of people. The first kind are people who can do business with you. And in many ways, just as important as that is meeting people who know people that can do business with you. So let's talk about this. I teach sales pros to spend time each day, a significant amount of time each day, as a matter of fact, on three tasks. Every day I prospect, every day I nurture, every day I close. Every day I'm prospecting, every day I'm nurturing, every day I'm closing. Every day I'm prospecting, looking for new business. Every day I'm keeping in touch with people. I'm moving other leads and deals and relationships forward. And every day I'm closing, every day I'm asking for the business. Today, we're going to mostly talk about prospecting, and then I'll close it out with a real wee little bit on the wisdom of nurturing and closing as well. Prospecting for new business can be fun and extremely rewarding. If you don't find it fun, which I know when you hear me say that right now, you may be cringing. If you don't find it fun, you got to get over that and you got to make it fun. Prospecting is the number one way to grow your business, especially in this order maker type of world. You know, if you've been following The Grow Show powered by Steel, we've talked ad nauseum about how 2020, 2021, 2022, and a good part of 2023, many of us were order takers. Somebody called, they weren't asking you how much it was. They were asking you what, when can you start it? They were begging you, please, could you even do the job? But we've turned into order makers. The economy has shifted gears a little bit. There's been a tremendous amount of work completed. So there isn't maybe the demand there was, whatever reason. A little tougher to sell right now. The over 200 companies we have in our peer groups across the ACE network would show that what we're talking about here is correct. So to do prospecting right, I would suggest you think about what would happen for you personally if you hit the goals you have for your business or your sales for the year. You know, what would happen? What would happen to you if prospecting were successful? What would happen to you if the prospecting turned into these sales that made your business go and you were able to grow it? Would you be able to take that vacation to Italy with the commissions you made? Would you be able to buy a new truck? Would you be able to put another $10,000 in your kids' 529 fund? Would you be able to build that new building you've been wanting for your operation? Would you be able to get married? Would you be able to have another baby? Would you be able to put an addition on the house? I don't know what it is, but what would happen financially to you if you won? Or maybe it's not financial motivation. What would it feel like to know that you won, that your prospecting convinced a numerous amount of new people to do business with you? There has to be a why for the prospecting, ladies and gentlemen. That's so important. You know, I think as managers, especially owners that are listening, we don't define the why well enough to our team. You've got to look into what motivates them. The other day, we were doing some leadership development training with the two college professors that we work with out of North Carolina, Tracy and Megan. You've seen them at Grow. They're wonderful coaches. And they put up on the screen that, remember, your team has things that trigger them too. And I remember looking at that like, oh my gosh, of course they do. I don't think about my team enough. I'm thinking about what triggers me. I need to be thinking about what triggers my team. Same thing goes here. You know, if you own the company, you got to be thinking about what would motivate your sales team. If you're a one-man band, what motivates you? Look, I'm going to tell you, even though I'm 56 years old, I have all sorts of things I want to do. And I have them down on a list on OneNote. It's a little bucket list I have. And I do truly reward myself when I hit goals. So there's my why. Then there's the who and the what. And the who and the what, those two go together, folks. Who is our target? Who and what are we looking for? Right now at Grunder Landscaping Company, as I talk to you here in the month of June, we're looking for new commercial maintenance accounts, especially ones that have needs for snow removal up here in Ohio and ice control. We're looking for bid build work on the commercial side, all right? And we're looking for residential design, build, and maintenance. So we've got a broad spectrum of things that we're looking for, but we know what our target is, right? You don't take your shotgun into downtown Cleveland looking for deer. Why? Because the deer aren't there. You go out in the woods. Where are these particular customers, the who and the what? Now, that's a lot, I know, but I do know what we were looking for. And clarity is the first step to being successful. So the next thing I think about is, who are the people I know? Who are the people I know right now that either might need this kind of work, or just as important, as we mentioned at the start, who know people that might need this kind of work? The first thing we do is we look at the neighbors of all the properties we work at, commercial and residential, and we ask them if they have any ideas. I think residentially asking neighbors, that makes a lot of sense. But we have found on the commercial side, most property owners or tenants in buildings, they know who their neighbors are too. They end up being friends with them. And that's a way of getting a referral. I might ask for the email of the neighbor. I might call them. It depends on how significant the account is or how networked they are. If I'm going to email their neighbor, if I'm going to email the company that we're working with or the person we're working with, best always, though, in person. Make a stop, walk around. Hey, I was walking around. Everything looks pretty good here at ABC Corporation. Say, do you know anyone over here at Jones Manufacturing? Yeah, it's Rick Jones. I know him well. I play golf with him. Would you be willing to refer me? Would you be willing to like give me a warm introduction so I could possibly give? Marty, I'd be happy to do that for you, okay? And then I might take Mr. Jones from there I'm going. I might say, hey, would you like to play golf? We'll bring your neighbor. I heard you two guys play golf a lot, and I'll bring a friend of mine. He also has a supply business. You guys might be able to work together. And we start working. By the way, I got to take a side note here. Golf. Holy smokes, is that a great way to prospect? Knowing what I know now about golf, I wish I would have picked it up more than 5 years ago. If you call someone and you say, hey, Charlie, I want to come over and sit in your office with you for 4.5 hours and talk to you and get to know you. I'll bring some iced tea and some Doritos, and we'll just hang out for 4.5 hours. That prospect would be like, what? No, you're not doing that. And he'd hang the phone up and say, that Marty guy, he's weird. He wanted to sit next to me for 4.5 hours and talk to me and eat iced tea and Doritos or something. What a weirdo. In fact, take him off the list. Something's wrong with that guy, right? But if I were to say, hey, Mr. Jones, you know, I belong to NCR Country Club. Have you ever played there? I only played there once. I'd love to play there. Well, would you want to go with me and we take your neighbor and I'll bring another friend? I think we could have a good time. And I put Mr. Jones in my golf cart. Now, normally when I play golf, I walk. But when I'm taking a prospect or a client, I always get a cart and they sit right there. And basically for the next 4.5 hours, we're talking and we're getting to know each other and we're having fun. All right. And it's just a great way to build rapport. And, you know, you should be looking at it. I was terrible at golf 5 years ago. I'm slightly better than terrible now. I've got a lot of work to do. And like I tell people, I'm not very good, but I'm fast. Like I know golf etiquette. I can get through it. I was extremely intimidated by it 5 years ago. I can play well enough now to play with anyone. All right. You can get there too. Right now, folks, in terms of prospecting, I do at least 4 lunches a week to meet with people. Last night, for example, I had one of my best clients, their partners, over to my house. I made them I call it pig mignon. Maybe sometime we'll give you the recipe. They loved it. We had a couple beers. We had a ton of laughs. My mother-in-law happened to be in town, so my wife and her joined us for a little bit of it. It was just a blast, and they got to know me on a different level. I don't normally do that, but I know these guys really, really well, and I thought it would go over well, and it did. They're just super nice men, and having them over to my house for that was great. The other day, I was on I had a beer with one of our clients, and I left with a lead. So, you know, folks, look, there's a lot of prospecting that revolves around meals. Meals are an easy way to prospect. Other ways I'm prospecting, you know, written notes, read about somebody in the newspaper, send them a note, tell them congratulations, include your card. You don't have to say, you know, can I do landscaping with you? Warm calls. I think all of us professional sales folks should remove the word cold calling from our language. With the invention of the internet and LinkedIn, there is no reason that you should be calling anybody out of the blue. You should know something about them. I think 10 years ago, it was probably creeping if you would tell somebody, oh, I can see your house here, I'll pull it up on the internet, or I can see your business. I think people understand that. So do your warm calling. Chamber of Commerce meetings, building owners and managers meeting, BNI, business networking. There's a never-ending stream. And what I want you to do, I could go on for a long time about this. Here's what I want you to do. You need to be going to the places that your clients either are at. That could be a church, that could be wherever it is, okay, church group, whatever. Or it could be simply something as simple as a meeting that the local Chamber of Commerce is hosting on the economy. Go where your clients are, or go where there's people that know clients that you could get. Those are the two things. At the end of the day, folks, effective prospecting is a mindset. Think about what would happen if you hit your sales goals. Think about who you can call on to get more work from, and be clear about what type of work you're looking for. And then be professionally pushy and relentless. Keep that why at the forefront of your mind. This is what it takes, folks. I see work everywhere. And even though we're having to be order makers now, not order takers, it's hard to find a contractor. And if you ask for the business, you get people's attention. And then if you deliver, you in many cases are onto something there. A client could stay for years with you. And what is that worth? All right, let's wrap this up. Every day I prospect, every day I nurture, every day I close. We talked a lot about prospecting today. Once you find out through the prospect and you get to know them, then you got to nurture them. We'll talk more about nurturing in an upcoming episode of The Grow Show Powered by Steel. But for now, think about what you would respond to from someone who called on you. What's too much? What's not enough? What's just right? Develop that relationship, work on it, nurture it to the finish line. And then the last one, every day I prospect, every day I nurture, every day I close, and then close. And all I'm going to tell you today about closing is this. You got to ask for the business. It shows confidence and it shows a desire to work with someone. That's always a good thing. Just say, plain and simple, can I have the order? With that, folks, are you signed up for Grow in February in Columbus? February 25th, 24th, 25th, and 26th at Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek. Why aren't you signed up? I'll be reaching out to you again soon about Grow on the Grow Show. The Grow Show is a method for prospecting, folks. We hope you are so impressed with what we teach here at the Grow Show that we make friends here to the point you want to come spend 3 days with us at the finest educational experience in the green industry. Now, sign up for Grow and do more prospecting, and you'll be glad you did both. Well, that's going to do it for the Grow Show Powered by Steel this week. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Grow Show, and if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel. whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.